Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
How can a pastor in America be cited for disorderly conduct for conducting a peaceful worship service? How can a church receive a letter that its building could be destroyed because people are peacefully worshiping inside that building with all the health and safety that you can imagine? We're going to be talking to a pastor who is the recipient of both of those. We're going to be talking to our very special guest, Pastor Christian Ioanescu, the pastor of Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and we represent your church, Pastor, along with Logos Baptist Ministries, also another Romanian church in the Chicago area, Illinois. Pastor, you have decided that you began your services, like all many churches after the stay-at-home orders, or when we were learning some of these early pieces of information about the COVID-19, you started online, and then they kept kicking the can down the road, the governor did. And you only then were allowed 10 people, and then you could never have 50, but that's not going to happen until 12 to 18 months down the road. And you decided to open, and you did it in a very meticulous way, going way above and beyond the health and welfare, protecting people's health, than any other place that I've ever seen in the secular realm. Now, you also, as a result of that, have been really targeted, you and the other pastors, by the government. You received a disorderly conduct charge, disorderly conduct for having peaceful worship services. Would you ever have imagined, when you were looking at the land of the free, coming from communist Romania, and being a pastor here in America for so many years, that you would be charged, or the church would be charged, with disorderly conduct for conducting a peaceful service on Sunday morning?
Absolutely not. And it would be ironic and hilarious, funny, if it was not tragic. They didn't have, on that citation, a place where they can label what we're doing. And so they placed us in the disorderly conduct place in the citation. They checked that. I was looking it up. And it is as if I was drunk in a bar fighting with other people.
That's what you normally think of for disorderly conduct. You're out there punching somebody, fighting. It's like a 2 a.m. altercation in some bar somewhere. Or just an altercation in the street. And here, you're a pastor. And you got people in the pews. You saw what was happening, right? No one was disorderly. You're just worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. And they called that disorderly conduct. Unbelievable.
Now, when the government sees something that is logical, it is very well thought through, it is very well prepared, it is orderly. Instead of embracing the model, they're rejecting it and they're persecuting us for it. Then you have to draw the conclusion that the government is set on its goal to shut down churches for a long time. And then you have to wonder why.
Yeah, and before you got the disorderly conduct, you got a series of things. And who knows what's coming next. But we've got this case on appeal before the Court of Appeals, and we're working on getting that governor's order, which is unconstitutional, enjoined by the courts. But before you got the disorderly conduct, you actually got notice that they were going to put no parking signs, and they did. They put no parking signs on about a 9-block radius around some of these churches, including your church, on the places where the residents, the neighbors, park on the street. And then they actually towed some people. And one of the people that I know of being towed is a nurse that came home around 4 a.m. in the morning, parked her car out in front where she normally parks in front of her place, came back out at 7 a.m. to check, and by then, boom, the car is gone. It's towed. They towed the neighbors' cars, and then they sent out letters to the neighbors saying, the reason why we have your no parking signs is because these churches, and they gave the names of the churches and the address, were violating the governor's order by having services. Well, the problem is, Pastor, you don't use the street parking for your church services.
No, we have our arrangement. We've been here for 18 years. And we have a bank very, very close by. We only have to walk about 100 feet from the bank's parking lot. Very good neighbors of ours, very understanding. And we have plenty of parking there. And so they got wind of it by the afternoon service, because we have two services. We have a service in the morning, a service in the evening. And 1 hour before the evening service, they physically blocked the entrance with police cars, blocked the entrance to that private property, and which is under contract with us, and wouldn't let our parishioners go in and park their cars.
Mm. So they're trespassing on private property. So they actually tried to get the neighborhood, which this is dangerous. This is very dangerous. They tried to get the neighborhood mad at the church. And that is dangerous because that puts the church and the people in danger, and they intentionally did that. That's even more shocking.
But it, what happened is, and it was pouring, it was raining hard. You know, we had the river going off banks, and it was terrible in Chicago last weekend. So the people in our neighborhood at 7 or before 7 o'clock in the morning, in the weekend, on a Sunday, when everybody is at home, they had to take their cars, drive who knows how far, find a parking place, which is almost impossible in the weekend in Chicago, narrow streets, and then come back in the rain, in the cold, back home, and that is protecting lives. Not only that, it was inciting hate against the church, but their frustration built up towards the evening, because instead of getting mad at us, maybe some neighbors did, but neighbors would come to the church and bring donations.
Because they know the church isn't the problem, that they don't have to contend with church members parking their cars in front of their places on a Sunday morning. They know it's not you.
Right. And even the alderman of our district said she didn't agree with the measures from the mayor's office. And by the evening, they just ignored what they did in the morning, but they tried to hit us directly at our parking lot.
To block the entrance to the private parking lot that you have leased for 18 years. And that didn't work either, because your people decided to drop off their occupants, drive a long way to find a parking place, and walk back in the rain and come to the evening service.
Yes.
So that didn't work. So then they said, well, we're going to phase two, plan B. Plan B is they're going to give you a charge for being disorderly conduct. So they gave you two for Sunday morning, Sunday night. Well, that hasn't worked. So what they did then the next week is they sent you a letter. And they said, we're going to exercise our right of summary abatement, which means they can literally demolish the church building. That's where we are at this point. This is absolutely shocking. This is what's happening in America, friends. This should never happen in America. This is one of our churches that we represent, the Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago, with Pastor Christian Ioanescu, and he is the pastor of that church. We also represent Logos Baptist Ministries. I encourage you to pray for this pastor and for other pastors across this country, and particularly in Chicago and Illinois, that are facing this unbelievable government overreach. It should never happen in America. And pray for our legal team, because our legal team is working late into the evenings, through the weekends, through the holidays, and our other staff as well on these cases. You can go to lc.org for more information, lc.org, and you can also go to our reopenchurch.org webpage, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.